The sugya we want to start talking about is nidrei tzedakah. So it means pledges. The person makes a neder. So tonight we're talking about meiser, your mafresh meiser. Some of what we're talking about is an afkamina for meiser. But leaving meiser aside, a person makes nidrei tzedakah. Now nidrei tzedakah could be a most common form of nidrei tzedakah is a pledge to a moised or a pledge to a tzedakah organization, something like that. And sometimes even not. Sometimes a person has someone that they're davening for, or someone that needs a yeshua, or someone that stumbles away, and they say, you know what, I'm going to give, X amount of money to whatever, Rameir Balanes, whatever it is that they're saying.
People say
make an aliyah, and they say a number. So, The shailas that we want to talk about is essentially, is it mechayev a person to give it? Is he allowed to change it from one tzedakah to the other? Let's say he says it about a specific amount of money. He sets it aside already. How would he set it aside? Maybe he set it aside by putting it into his meiser account. Maybe, we'll talk about, there's a lot of, we were discussing that today, in today's way people do tzedakah, is setting aside in a donor's fund account. What's the status of that? Is that considered? And then once you set aside, can you borrow the money back and say, you know what, I'll give it, but now I need that money. So, I need that money right now. And can I borrow it? Can I give it to a similar tzedakah? Can I change my mind altogether? Etc. So, thank you, Barry. You could probably have to open. You open that and close them together, or try. You could try it.
Put a chair against
it.
Better.
Okay. And move that chair in front of it so it stays close. Okay. So now let's start the Gemara. This is a fascinating Gemara. First of all, there's one Gemara here that didn't really come out in the booklet, which is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Beficha moitzas vasecha tishma vasecha kachal shenadarta. And one of the words in the pasuk is Beficha. And the Gemara learns that beficha zu atzdaka. Now, a person makes nidrei tzedaka, it's chal v'neder. So, number one is, it's chal v'neder. If a person never gives it, he will be over alav in the Torah. He's not going to, he's chayev. Tosfos, the Gemara brings in Baba Kama a story. Ha'u Gavra, there was a story. The Hoyel Upalga de Zuzahava loy bo'ina. Someone, it's in Baba Kama, so someone was mazikim, and the psak was that he is owed a half a zuz. So essentially, like the Olam was talking about different times when, a half a zuz, forget it, I don't even want it. So the mazik offered the nizak, here's your half a zuz, joking at him, here's your half a zuz. So he says, I don't want your half a zuz, neisvei l'aniyim, just give it to the aniyim. Hadar Omar Lei, actually, you know what? Neis v'ni'ali. Actually, I do want to have this. Ezel v'ivri be'naf shay. I'll go take a little vacation with it. I'll do something with it. So he changed his mind. He told him, go give it to the Aniyim. And then he changed his mind. Omar Lei Reb Yosef, kvar zochu be'aniyim. Sorry, the Aniyim were zoich in the money already. You can't change your mind. V'af agav d'olek Aniyim hocha. Even though the Aniyim are not here. Anan yad Aniyim anan. I am the Gavai Tzedakah. And you said it in front of me, and I'm representing the Aniyim, and it's like I was zoicha for the Aniyim. The Rishonim explained that what Rabbi Yosef was saying is like a sugya of Maimon Shloshta. Maimon Shloshta is a concept that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon says, instead of paying me, I want to be giving over that choiv to Levi, so that Reuven will pay Levi. If all three of them are standing together, and Shimon says to Reuven, hey, Reuven, you now owe the amakna the choiv from Reuven to Levi. Now Levi, you, Reuven, you owe Levi, it works. So the Gemara says, that's what's going on over here. The mazik owes the nizik money. The nizik is saying to the aniyim, you can have it. And yeah, and Rabbi Yosef says, I represent the aniyim, because I am yad aniyim anan. The mela, I got the money. So you cannot change your mind. Frekt toisvis akasha. Does anyone have toisvis akasha? What's toisvis akasha? Okay, yeah, aniyim anan. No, the kasha is, what do you have to come out to this whole thing? What happened to beficha zu atzdaka? The guy made nidrei tzedakah over here. He basically said, I'm giving it to aniyim, And now you're telling me the only reason that he can't be chayzer is because the Nidim with this whole lumdis is like they got it. Just say the guy made a nidre tzedakah. So Frek tells the kasha, "Vim tamer v'lo yad aniyam ananami mechayv tzedakah ba'amir." Can the Roshim Perek Kamad Roshon v'fichazu at tzedakah? So Frek tells us why wouldn't this case work because there's a regular neder of tzedakah? Okay, so Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer is that you can't make a neder of tzedakah on money you don't have yet. You can't say, I don't have $1 million, but when I get $1 million, I'm for sure going to give it to tzedakah. Or I'm going to give that $1 million to tzedakah. Yeah, you can't be making a davar shel b'olaylam, and maybe you can't say that money that I'm going to get, I'm giving to tzedakah. Until you have it, you don't have it. So now, if you machayiv yourself, could be you could make an edda. You say I'm pledging to give $5,000, $1 million to tzedakah. And when but here that wasn't the case. You were giving away that specific money. It's no. But the second tereis of Tosfos is very fundamental. Tosfos just says that there's two separate things. One is whether the guy had to keep his neder that he would give a half a zuz to tzedakah. And that the answer is he made an edda. You got to give the half a zuz to tzedakah. But there's a secondary question. There's a secondary question, which is, okay, Zoktosis, his intention was never to change his mind. His intention was to use that half a zuz for himself, borrow against the tzedakah, and then eventually give it back. That was the whole shaila here. Okay? So he, Lemaisi, got all inspired. He told the guy, that half a zuz, give it to tzedakah. He ended up saying, fine, I'll give a half a zuz to tzedakah, but right now I want that half a zuz to go on vacation. And on that, Rabbi Yosef said, sorry, the half a zuz got to the anim already. It's too late. You can't get involved. You can't change your mind anymore. That half a zuz got to the anim already. Okay? So, what this brings us to is a different Gemara. It's a Gemara in Erechin. Is that in your page at all? That didn't come out either. Oh, there, maybe it did. I don't know. If you go to the second half of the booklet, after it says, choosing from one, changing it. There's two booklets in there. So if you go to after the cover sheet, in the second cover sheet, there's another Gemara. The Gemara is a Gemara in Erechin Dav Vav. The Gemara in Erechin Dav Vav says, Tanur Abanan, sell a zula tzedakah. I want to give this money to tzedakah. The Gemara has a chiluk. Ad shaloi bali agabai, mutu l'shanoisa. Before it comes to the agabai, let's just say you could borrow it. Once you gave it to the Gabi, you cannot borrow it anymore. Didn't Yavriana borrow the money? So the Aniyim didn't mind if he borrowed the money. This Gemara says a very important klal, that if you take money and you say, this money I'm giving to tzedakah. Question is, now you say, okay, I want to borrow it. This money I'm giving to tzedakah, but I got to pay for summer camp. So, let me pay for camp, let me pay for it. And then before Shoshana, after the summer, I'll give it to tzedakah. Are you allowed to borrow against the money that you already said, sell a zula tzedakah? So then the Gemara makes a distinction between boli agabai or loy bayel agabai. If you still have the money in your possession, you're allowed to borrow it. If you don't have the money in your possession anymore, you already gave it away to the Gabbai, you're not allowed to borrow against it.
So transferring it to your donor's fund.
So let me ask you, this is what me and Moshe were handling last night. We have attorneys in the room that can explain for us. I don't even think attorneys can explain to you, but explain for you exactly the hagdara of what a donor's fund is. But l'chaira, the donor's fund, I think we came out, it's very mistaber that a donor's fund is a Gabbai. Is the status of a Gabbai tzedakah, because you don't have control over the money.
You have your taxes right away.
You have your taxes right away. You can't ask them for the money back. You only have the tzedakah sanah, that you could tell them where to give it. But basically, theoretically speaking, maybe it's against the rules of the agreement if they give it to somewhere you didn't agree to, but I don't know, technically, it's not yours.
Chayra. And they wouldn't do it.
What?
They wouldn't give it to somewhere else.
Right, I understand. Right. But, l'chayra, they are a gabbai for all the aniyim. Okay?
What about a donor's fund that you do yourself, like a separate account?
Okay, no, so that's exactly what I want to say. I want to say that this Gemara is a Gemara de Kanafka Mina between how you give your Maisa. If the way you give your tzedakah is you separate it into a Maiser account in your bank, so then you separated the money. You said, sell a Zula tzedakah. The money in there is for tzedakah, but I never gave it away to the Gabbai yet. So then you want to borrow against it, you're allowed to. Obviously, you have to keep cheshbin and all that stuff. But you theoretically be allowed to borrow against it. But once you gave it to the Gabbai, you're not allowed to borrow against it anymore. Meaning, I don't know how you would. Again, Avraham Eliezer usually gives us creative ways of how to figure those things out. Okay, but if theoretically you could get it back, okay, use your imagination. So theoretically, you could get back the money. Okay, Lemaisa, I think that would have the din of Bali Ad Gabai, and you would not be allowed to borrow against it. L'chaira. That's what I did not speak to it.
I'm saying Makshava is not enough. In other words, person has a separate bank account. Makshava is that the Maisa, I get it in, I move it there, it's not mine. That's how they think.
No, but Makshava, what is Makshava? But it's not better than Dibor. Selazul Tzedaka. You said to say, how is that better than Dibor? You said Selazul Tzedaka. That's what you said. The Gemara says, you said Selazul Tzedaka, but you didn't give it to the Gabbai, so you're allowed to Lishanaisa. You're allowed to borrow it, Rashi says.
You have to pay it back.
Obviously, right. Yeah. So another big nafkamina of this, there's a lot of poiskim discuss a shaila. Again, I'm not going to give a practical psak on this. It is a big shaila. But a lot of poiskim discuss the shaila of a pushka. You give money to a pushka that is associated with a specific organization. Sometimes you just have a pushka for tzedakah in general. You know, it's a tzedakah on it. It's a decorative thing. You have a pushka for tzedakah. Now what happens? Erev Shabbos, the lady puts money over there. So that's the chara, not Bali Ad Gabai. And it's money that you set aside for tzedakah, but you didn't specify what it is. But if you gave money in a pushka that is associated with a specific organization, so the chara, yesh lachkar, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that basically the pushka is just essentially dedicating the money for tzedakah, but you didn't give it away yet. So it's selazula tzedakah, but that's it. Or is it actually when you give the money to the organization, they own it already. It's like they own it already. And if they own it already, then the halacha would be that you wouldn't be able to change your mind. And you wouldn't be able to borrow against it.
It's a nicer account than a donor's fund.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
Right. So the older...
Why would it be theirs?
Because they gave it to you. You own it. You could take out the little sticker, put a different sticker in it. They're hoping that the money that you put in there, you're having in mind, you're designating it for them. And eventually when you write a check and give it to them or you drop it off, Then that's when you're giving it to them. But right now it's more like setting aside for them. So then it's not Bali Ad Gabai.
Right. What so then
Bali Ad Gabai is that it's called the chotzer of the organization. It's like a chotzer of the organization. They own it. You're just a shomer on the pushka, but it's 100% their pushka. They own the pushka, and therefore when you put money, it's like they were kind of a chotzer. It's the organization's money.
Could you take out...
That's the thing. Let's say you're cleaning it, it comes. You got to pay $10. You don't have cash. A lot of people... We'll take out money from the pushka, like a little note, on Erev Shabbos, Parshas, whatever, I took out $10 from the pushka, and put a note in there. No?
Yeah.
People do that all the time.
Yeah.
So now, so according, this is a big nafkamina, if it's Bali Ad Gabai, you cannot do that. You put the money in already. If it's called just setting aside the money, then you would be allowed to.
I'm happy to take another pushka and put that instead, and then... You know, to avoid that issue. So, happens to be that's the pushka that I'm using at the moment.
Right.
I don't need to use that pushka box. He happened to give it to me. Maybe I probably give most of the time to that, call it the mayor of Baroness.
Right.
But,
I understand. So,
that's your das lechatchila.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that would be like.
It could be if it's your das lechatchila, then that's your das lechatchila. A lot of times it's not the person's das. They are thinking that they're going to give it.
There's so many different types of Meir Balanes. How do you.
Okay, right. So now.
What?
No, well, what do you mean, Mashal?
To the das, we were saying before, it doesn't mean it's what, you know, what my intention was and what does a separate thing.
No, you were saying the opposite. You were saying that maybe your das is to give it away, but you didn't give it away. I'm saying here, the opposite. Your das is not to give it away, then it's not called giving it away.
Even though I did the pu'ula of putting it in there because I haven't dropped it off yet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if your das is, then it's still mine.
So, I mean, what's the difference?
Because I'm not really giving it away.
I put the button on my phone and it moved to my other bank account versus, you know, I put it into the
No, stuff. That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's the same as putting it in your own bank account. But I'm saying, it says putting in the fushka more than that. So I don't know if you don't have das for it to be more than that. I don't know if it can be more than that. So now, if you put your, so another nafkamina of that is, first of all, can you switch it, we'll see about that. No, but a big nafkamina of it is, what happens if it gets lost? What happens if it gets lost? Who's a chrayis is it? That means, let's say you had a couple $100 in the pushka, then it gets lost or stolen. So if the pshat is that you gave it away to the organization already, so the chumrah is that you cannot borrow it, but the kula is that if it gets lost, it's not your problem. I already gave it away. I was kind of fully my nether. I gave it to the organization. They could have come picked it up 5 times already. It's not my problem. It's theirs. They know that it's there, and I can't. And in which case, if it gets stolen or lost, I don't have the problem. Or if it's mine, then the kula is I could borrow it, but the chumrah would be that if it gets lost or stolen, I didn't fulfill my mitzvah yet. I put aside money that eventually, when I get around to it, I'm going to give it away. This is the money I set aside. But it's only set aside. If you never fulfilled it because you didn't give it to the organization, you got to repay the organization now. Similarly, what happens if someone came to me with a shaila many years ago, they were cleaning out, you know, a parent's or something like that's house, and they had a lot of pushkas from different organizations, and their kids were having fun. They emptied out all the pushkas into the pile, and now, oh, look how many coins we have, whatever. So now they have no idea how much each organization had. So, what? Yeah, so again, if you say that the organization owns it already, that's one way to look at it. Then you're like kind of stealing from one organization to the other. That's a much bigger problem. If it's money that you set aside to give, so now if the organizations are similar enough, maybe you could move one from the other. Maybe some of the organizations are even batel mevatel by now. You know, they're already out of business from the time that push was given out till now. There's a lot of different possibilities. It's a whole different shaila.
Probably easier to say that's not Iran.
Right. So l'chayra, the best etza is to say that I'm not treating it like I gave it away to the organization. There's a tshuva from the Avni Nezer. It's not in there really. I mean, the second half is in there, but the way he says the shaila, b'davar hashoyfer shel tzedaka pushka shenignav mashe v'soicha v'hayu mois nedarim. So what's the halach of it? So in the end, he goes back and forth. And let me see if you guys have fired up Pesach here. I think that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says pretty clear that a pushka is not considered. It's not considered the organization. But let me just see here if he brings down that Pesach clearly. Second.
That'll be very helpful.
What?
That will be very helpful.
If it's not considered.
If you made that sock, yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need a bottle inside your house. I'm not sure you handed it over to them.
My problem is I picked 4 different Meir Balanesses. So you just sent each one to the one that gave you the pushka.
Right, or do you just...
I always keep the envelopes they gave me with it and I keep it inside the pushka.
100%. It's a big question. Hold on.
Hungarian one.
Once you pay one of my grandchildren to come and count on
the problem.
So you have also one that you pick it mixed up frequently.
What?
You have the classical cases, you have a whole bunch of pushkas, change, right? So you take them to wherever, Publix, and you, right. Right, you run through the change thing, and then you have to keep cheshbin, right? So you have to have a cheshbin of how much goes to each one. And
that's the whole question.
By the time you're done,
that's what he said.
You're right, that's the same case, but it happens frequently. By the time you get done, you're like, I lost cheshbin of, I lost the piece, I lost
okay.
the, whatever it is. And I,
so, oh, here, good, I found it. Okay, so he passes here. Mutar la'adam l'lava l'lvais. You're allowed to borrow. Bein la'atzav bein lachem mikupas k'zaka. So pushka, you have. You're allowed to borrow against it. V'yesh ha'isim shtayach. Sometimes he says it. So he says in the bottom that the matirim the marsha yeah, some answer. It's called be'alad gabai. And then the Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel and the Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that hagufa. If you tend to borrow from the pushka, it's a raya that you're treating it only like a designated spot for your tzedakah, but it's not called the agave. So if that's gufa, you think I'm putting it in there, but nish kafar, I'll be able to borrow if I need to. So hagufa is a raya, what you think, and since that's your derech, obviously, that's how you treat it. So Chaim Kanievsky in the derech emuna parches, tzion alocha kuf chaval, says, toy sheyasnik, she toyla sakupa, she ain roitza shakupa, so that would seem like whatever, and it would seem like the psak in general is since that's the derech ha'olam, I would think that the organization does not own it yet. Okay, now let's see. By the way, here he brings the kash, the shayla that we just had. So let's see what he says on this. Most zakashin is arvu. Well, let's just see the psak here. Noful kupa is stuck of a kesef shay besukim is arv zevazah. Yichalik amoyis shava b'shava bein akupais. Wow. It's an interesting psak from Chaim Kanievsky.
What's the
shitasai? You know, since he holds that really putting it in the pushka, Rumer Balanes, koilal this, yeshiva that, It's really your das. I'm setting aside for tzedakah that eventually I'll try to give to something like this. So, in that case, see, basically saying you should separate it. Now, what?
Why? Is this fact stuck? Maybe I can say to it, I will give more to these organizations than that.
He brought it, I don't know. I don't know why he would say that. But he says that this is B'Shem the Chazon Ish. He wrote a letter. This is from Chaim. Asaf kama kupay shayu munachas beveis haknesses. No for kulam in his arbo amois. So there was a meisa in Letterman Shul, and Reb Zalman Shapira was a gabbai tzedakah in the shul. They had a lot of pushkas on the bima. One time, it happened that the pushkas got mixed up, and the Chazon Ish said, split it up a shavah. I don't know if that's applicable to anywhere else. It could be a shul pushka is totally different. Because maybe a shul pushka is really al das the gaboyim. It's not his own das at all. So I'm not sure it's a riot. I don't know if it's a riot to your house.
With all the labels and pours it all out together.
I'm saying in your own house, I'm not sure it's a riot. When you're putting a pushka in the shul, so you're really doing it al das gaboyim at the end. Yeah, at the end, you're doing it al das gaboyim. It's a different story. I don't think it would be the same. I think if it would be in your house.
I would assume that most people who are putting money in pushka in shul, they're just giving stock of it.
That's what I'm saying. I think that, the Eitzer Svarim or the Bikur Cholim account or whatever, I don't think that's right.
Now that discussion is fun.
Essentially. Yeah, so I would assume that that's different. I don't think that psak.
When I come to Minch every day, I typically put $1 in the one that says Svarim and $1 for the call. Just to, I shouldn't bother doing that.
No, we actually are careful with that. Because the Svarim is a sort of Minch Cheshbon.
But also would come out like a chum. You're talking about cases.
No, but I'm saying, but in a person's house, I'll tell you why I think it's an afkamina because I want to see the next Toysus. Toysus has a different shayla. So we're saying that if it was not boli ad gabai yet, if it was not boli ad gabai, which we're saying a pushka is maybe not called the ad gabai, your own tzedakah meiser account is not called the ad gabai. It's just called that you separated the money, right? Your own, etc. So. In all those cases, so it's not called boli ad gabai, that you're allowed to borrow against it. Are you allowed to change it altogether to a different tzedakah? So if you look at the Tosfos over here, Tosfos says, in Vav Amud Beis in Erchin, Tosfos says, "At shloi bali agabe mutar l'shanoisa, Rabbeinu Baruch Pirish mutar l'shanoisa mamish l'mitzvah acheres. V'im nodar adam sela l'tzedakah l'aniyim yachol lasis menu mitzvah acheres kol kama d'lasi l'agabe." But Tosfos argues lishna l'shanoisa l'imash makein is mashma just to borrow. So Tosfos is the machlokes rishonim. What does this mean? How far is this? You made a neder, sell a zul, a tzedakah, and you had in mind a niyim. So you had in mind Tovchei Shabbos. Now comes a campaign for a mikvah, or a campaign for something else. And you say, okay, look, I put aside money in my Meiser account. I was going to give to the Tovchei Shabbos campaign, but now I'm in the mood to give it to the mikvah campaign. So are you allowed to do that? It was not Bali Ad Gabai. So you didn't give it away. Would you be permitted to do that? So Tosis holds that you are. Tosis holds you are, but I mean one sheet in Tosis. But the Psak Halacha, if you look at the next page, is the tour. The tour says, Ha'im esel letztaka v'hifrishai actually Bali Ad Gabai yochal ashanoisel lavoisel letzarka v'ifra achatachtav mishu Bali Ad Gabai aser bein loy bein legamel lavoisel aval yicholim l'shanoisel mehadavar shenada oisel letzarka letzarach mitzvah acheres. A few lo yifra acheres achteh hazak the Torah. I'm sorry, the Torah passings, you are allowed to switch to a different tzedakah. You're allowed to switch to a different tzedakah altogether. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, in the next page, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's in the, you don't have it there. The Aruch HaShulchan vehemently argues on this. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. He argues very strongly on this, and he holds that you're not allowed b'shem pon v'oifen to switch it over to a different tzedakah completely. Okay, so there's a big machlokes here. You set aside money, you put it into your Meiser account, aldas to give a certain type of organization or a pushka. The way we're learning what a pushka is now, so you put it into the kollel pushka, and now you want to give it to a different place. So your das was definitely, and let's say it's not Bali Ad Gabai, but it was a neder of sel zul tzedakah to that organization. You know, so you could borrow it or whatever, but at the end of the day, your das was to give to that type of thing. So the psak that we go with, b'derach klal, is that you cannot change it. Okay, the questions that come up are, what happens if it's not nogeya anymore? That organization closed down. Or that particular need is no longer there. Okay? Ramosha has a tshuva, which maybe we'll learn inside next week. Ramosha has a fascinating tshuva that they collected money to help the Jews during the war in a certain kehillah in Poland. By the time they got all the money together, there was not nogeya to help them anymore. There was nobody left. So they had the money collected for that particular community. So what do? You give it back to the people because they collected it al das, a specific person, or do you give it to a similar tzedakah? Basically, we hold that the people that gave away the money assuming it's going to go to something of this nature, even if that particular need is not there, you give it to something of the similar nature. I had a story, halacha l'maisa, unbelievable maisa. That there was a guy here in the community, big Baal Chesed, and he's by Chasana, and he's sitting by Chasana, and there's no food. I was like, okay, whatever. But he's like, the caterer's like, there's no food. It's like, I don't know, maybe they didn't get the act together, but then it's like getting weird already. So this guy goes to the caterer, and he says, waiters, like, what's your deal? What's with the food? So I'm not bringing it out. They didn't pay me yet. So he didn't pay. So he's trying to figure out what's going on. He realizes that the Taka made up a contract, but they can't pay. So on the spot, this guy sends out messages, whatever. He raised the money for the caterer. And he told the caterer, it's on me. You have my word. I'll pay for it. Send me the invoice right after. You got to bring out this food right now. So the guy brought out the food, and he took up Nachrayas. He raised the money. It took us about $18,000 to pay for this caterer, whatever that outstanding balance was. Crazy story. The guy comes to me. The week before Rosh Hashanah, and he says, I just realized people zelled me the money. All the people I asked for, everyone gave me the money right away. And I'm holding this money. The guy never sent me the invoice he never sent me the invoice, the caterer. So I went back to him, right, like last week, it's before Rosh Hashanah, I'm getting all nervous now that I have all this stock of money, I never paid the caterer. And he says, oh, no, don't worry about it, the taka paid. So he's like, what do I do now? I said, I don't know, give it to a similar need. So he said, do you have a similar need? What should I do? I said, actually, yeah. Yesterday, there's somebody here that's making a chasana. We need to get money for them. So let's offer to pay for their caterer. We call up the caterer. The caterer says the outstanding balance for that wedding, which is going to be in another month from now, was about that money. We told the Kala's family that the caterer is paid for, the caterer for the chasa. We sent the money straight to the caterer of the new wedding. And Lemaisa, without realizing, this guy was raising money for that chasana. Right? So it was unbelievable.
So he gets a double mitzvah. He actually raised it for them and for them.
Right.
Twice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Maisa, that happened. So the
same guy who was holding the money was raising.
No. The guy that was holding the money didn't know what to do with it. He came to me like halacha is what to do.
Who was raising money for that chasana?
Huh?
Who was raising money
for which one?
The second one was raising money. Yeah.
People were, but it was like we were short money and they had no way of paying their caterer. So Lemaisa, we ended up covering the whole wedding.
You have the same
shawl. So the point is that I, in general we paskin that even if it's loy baliyad gabai, but you shouldn't switch tzedakas. If the tzedakah is no longer relevant, you should have to know what that means. You have to be very careful to know what that means. And let's say a place is running a specific campaign. Okay, but they still need money for other things. Right? Just because that campaign is over doesn't mean there's no money needed for that, you know, whatever. So that, you know, I don't think that's what it's referring to. But the case, you raise money for a wedding, the wedding's off. You raise money for this community, it's not no gay anymore. Things like that. You raise money to build a building. The building is built. There's plenty of other expenses. Just because the building is built doesn't mean that they don't need the money anymore. So you know.
What if the building's not built?
Right.
So I'm raising money.
And ends up getting not built.
And the building's not built.
Yeah.
We don't need the building.
Right. Okay. Now you give the money to operations, or do you give the money to, or what are you going to say? Okay, another yeshiva wants to build a building. Yeah, but I have nothing to do with. Like that could be that the.
Are you machoyev to ask the donors for their opinion for their shus since they gave it with a certain intent?
Not in the case where the need.
The person is getting to the person, not for the organization, also.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know how far to take this idea. Okay?
I had a case which was similar, which was overage, I think. Someone had an incredible need, like a medical issue.
I had a girl in amateur
and
3 years ago.
Right.
They needed like $1 million.
Like $1 million.
Yeah.
And they raised it, and it turned out that it...
They didn't need,
I don't know, as much.
That famous story when the guy said... That famous story that the guy said to the doctor, do whatever you need to do to save my child. He said, it's very, very expensive. So he said, it's a young man in Safra, in Aventura. So he said, he said, it's okay, I can afford it. He said, how can you afford it? He said, my father's very wealthy. So he said, do I know him? He said, yeah, he lives upstairs. And the story went wild all over the place. And with that story, he raised his money.
But there was extra. $2 million. I think they asked people on that.
Yeah, that was because there was a lot of people raising money there. In that case, there was a lot of people raising money.
They made it for a specific.
Yeah, but that's a medical need. Right. Okay, so there's still more to talk about. The other me'inyan le'inyan, which I didn't want to get to, and I need more time to research, is the inyan we brought up last week of Baal Ta'acher, which is a shaila of, do you have to pay on time? And this becomes very big shaila when it comes to donors' funds and all these things. How fast, now that you've separated the ma'aser, the tzedakah money, how fast do you have to actually give it out? So, we said, but we have to analyze if that's accurate. Okay,